Happy Veterans Day. This is Tom Schultz, host of Voices of Montana, the daily statewide talk show that's at 9 a.m. Veterans Day, it's a well-declared day because we need to honor our veterans. It's right to do that. You became our defenders. Once you put on a uniform, a military uniform, I know that for many you're always going to be our defenders, but you became our defenders, and we need to and do thank you for your service. We honored our veterans by talking with a World War II veteran by the name of Lonnie Bell. He's pretty well known in Montana and really around the world of country music. He was inducted into the Country Broadcasters Disc Jockey Hall of Fame in 2005 and is credited for helping launch the career of Loretta Lynn and generally rubbing shoulders and performing with hundreds of renowned country artists. But before all of this, this Hall of Fame radio career, Lonnie was first and foremost a Navy guy, a sailor, a defender. And you can tell that by talking to him. And I had a chance to catch up with him yesterday. He served 20 years in the Navy from 1940 to 1960. He was very young when he got into the Navy. His employments included the North Atlantic, and there were German submarines known as U-boats that were wrecking havoc all across the North Atlantic. It raged, the Battle of the Atlantic raged all the way through World War II, from 1939 till, you know, the mid-40s there. And so he was serving in that area, and those U-boats were wrecking havoc on U.S. and Canadian ships that were supplying Europe. He also served in the South Pacific, including Pearl Harbor. Bell was a part of a maritime patrol squadron with the U.S. Navy, and they flew PBYs. Those are seaplanes. They call them the Catalinas, the flying boats. Not a lot of speed, Lonnie would say, but a great deal of distance. You could fly 6 hours out and 6 hours back, and they were widely used as the seaplanes in World War II, and that's what Lonnie Bell was doing. He was stationed in Newfoundland on the North Atlantic on December 7th, 1941, when the attack on Pearl Harbor changed the course of history.
But on the sixth day of December 1941, we'd been in the North Atlantic for about a year at that time, and I was aboard the USS Pocomoke. It was an aircraft carrier, a tender. And I'd been over on the beach all day long. I was an AV's machinist, played first class, or third class at that time. And I finally, when it was getting dark, well, I came back on the whaleboat and come back aboard ship. And my buddy met me at the top of the gangway, and he said, "They're bombing Pearl Harbor." And I said, "Where's Pearl Harbor?" He said, "It's in Honolulu." I said, "Oh, yeah, I heard my brother talk about it." Well, you know, he said, "Yeah." He said, I said, "Well, that's nothing." He said, "Oh, yeah, it is." He said, "They've sunk some, two or three battleships." He said, "The radio's on down in the mess hall." So we run down to the mess hall and had a big old radio in the mess hall. And they had it all on there. And the first thing I heard on that radio was that the West Virginia was on fire and the Oklahoma had sunk. And that was the first report I got. Well, the next morning, our executive officer, Mr. Nichols, Lieutenant Nichols, he said, "Okay, fellas, I want you to get your insurance straightened out." He said, "Because we're going to Pearl Harbor today at noon." Going to Pearl Harbor today at noon.
That's World War II veteran Lonnie Bell. He was a featured guest today for Veterans Day on Voices of Montana. I want to thank my father, I want to thank my brother, many of my friends, and to all our veterans today, thank you for your service to our country. You are a defender and a difference maker. Happy Veterans Day.